There we go. Okay, so the first thing you need is to set up a something equivalent to what I call linkpass.php. Okay, so what you're doing is you're going to set up something that contains your username and password. So as opposed to having it in every single program, for one thing, then you can't show people your programs without showing them your username and password. So basically what we usually do, and it's another level of security, is put the information in a PHP program. So I've got here link equals mysqli. Up until a year or two ago, it used to be MySQL, but they've changed it now to MySQLi. There are two kinds of MySQLi if you're looking it up. One is object-oriented and one is procedural. We're going more with the procedural one because that's the kind of base one. And we will look at the object-oriented one as well. Okay, so you start out and you put the fact that this is PHP. Then I call it $link because I'm just decided that was a good name because I want to link in. So I'm calling it $link. It doesn't matter what you call it. Has everybody found this handout? Because you're looking over there as opposed to at your screen. Okay, this is, if you go to the start MySQL with PHP. Okay, that's the one that I'm looking at right now. It is under week 7 and it says start MySQL with PHP. Okay, so that's where I'm at. So then I say $link equals MySQL, MySQLi underscore connect. I leave localhost. So localhost is going to stay localhost. Then I put in the username, which is your username to log in, the second one that you use, not the one that you used to when you were in PuTTY. It was the second one, not the one to get to MySQL, but the one to get into MySQL. Not the one to get onto Linux, that's a better way of saying it. Not the one to get onto Linux, but the one that where you typed MySQL, U, and P, Grocer, P, and that sort of stuff.
Where?
In the username? Here, in the username and password.
Oh, I put mine on. I used like NAD22 underscore 1, I think. For mine, it worked.
Okay, but you're putting in the one. Okay, when you go into PuTTY, you have to go in with two layers, one that gets you into Linux and one that gets you where you specify MySQL. That's the one you're supposed to be using now in this. You're supposed to be using the your username and your password.
MySQL password?
The MySQL password, right. And then you're going to say optional DB says put the database there. So for you guys, you have two databases. So I would make one that is going to be referring to the database you're currently using. And if you want to make two, I'd make one and call it link pass A, link pass B or something, and have both of them there so that you can use different databases. And I do that. You're going to see that sometimes I use link pass, but then there's other times when I'm using a different database. I think I've got one that's called link pass donor, which goes into the donor database. Okay? So I have a bunch of them. Now, that's optional, and you don't need to have it there, but people tend to use it a lot, so that's I make multiples of them. Okay, so you type that, and I actually type it all on one line. Just when I copied it over into Word, it didn't show up on one line, but I put the optional DB up on the same line, and then close the parenthesis. Then I have or die, which is if it could not connect. And if it could not connect, it is going to put out whatever the error is, the MySQLi error that it encountered when it couldn't connect. And then, just for reassurance, I'm going to put out print connected successfully. Okay, now, if I wasn't in a teaching environment, I would not have print connected successfully. I would have figured out that this is working and I wouldn't be having every program start out with connected successfully, okay? But I put that in just for that purpose. Okay, so then I come down and the next thing is I have a little program here and I said in the program include LinkPass.php. So I'm including basically the login information in the program, and I'm going to have that in every program. And then I said MySQLi select DB, and I said use link, and here's the database name again, which is why it was optional up there, is you're going to put in the database name down here. And so my database name was INV first. Okay, so I put in the MySQLi select DB, and this is where I tie the stuff that I just included, which is the link and the database is put in there. Then I go in and I say, okay, now I'm going to try a query. So I have $result is going to be the result of my query. Okay, and I said in the that, result is going to be assigned MySQL query, link again, and then select asterisks from a table in there. Die gives me an error, and then I echoed out that I managed to link to the database. And then moving on, we're going to actually do something with that. How many of you did this? Okay, there's one good student in the class. The rest of you, harumph. Okay, so now do it. And he's going to be my assistant. Okay, so I want you to go ahead and log in and make these PHPs. So you're going to be logging in. And Nick, the one good student in the class, will come around and help if you have problems.
That's your database too. Mm-hmm. Same. Another one. No, that should work. This works too. No, you're doing it locally. You're doing it on the PHP. Oh, right, that's right.
That's
you
why.
Know, I do that all the time.
Yeah,
I did that with my.
Is there something that, is there like a program that you can run PHP off of besides like WinSCP, like locally?
I mean, you can any place that's installed.
What?
Really?
I mean, we've installed it on CIS Web for you to use.
Yeah.
But if you install it on your server at work, then you can run off that.
Like WinSCP?
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm saying, like, is there like another program?
Oh, is there another program? Yeah, there's a load of them.
Yeah.
Just you want to... for free, you will, first of all, you want the SFTP. Okay, so you want the secure. I used to use something called QtSCP years ago. And I used that for years, and then I switched over when the school started using WinSCP. I switched over to WinSCP. So I honestly don't know the names of any good ones out there because I try to stay in sync with what's happening here. But there's a load of them out there. So you're starting out and you're putting in your host name, which is cisweb.bristol.com. Bristol CC. You're not using PuTTY today. Okay? And then I am P Grocer. And
yeah, look into that, but actually very expensive.
You can get like a box of just one of simple.
You can run out on anything.
Yeah.
The only problem is it's your internet connection. So you're gonna up your monthly bill. And if you don't tell them you're on your server, they're gonna sue you.
No, you do this all in WinSCP.
So you're doing this all in WinSCP. I just logged into WinSCP, and there's my linkcast.php, which I'm not going to show you, but I will show you the one that says okay. The ones that say okay are ones that I do not have my password in. And so... wait a minute, this one is this way.
Yeah, because it's basically just a PHP file, so it's just an HTML.
Okay, so that's the same thing that I told you to do. Now, my real version of this, it's Link Pass, obviously has my stuff on it. But I'm not interested in sharing that with you, so you don't get to see it, okay? But you're going to put your username and your password right there, and the name of your database right there.
Yeah.
Okay? And you only get two databases, so you're going to type that in. Okay? So you're going to basically create this and save it as a .php. Okay? So you're in... right now, you're in PHP, supposedly. Forget PuTTY. We're in PHP, and we're doing this. I mean, you can do it through PuTTY by going in and doing PHP and all that rest of it, but well, we're going to do that here. Okay. And then if you don't get that, once you get that one done, move on to the second one. And if you get that one done, move on to the third. And if you get that one done, essentially go through that handout. Okay, so go through the handout and let us know if you have problems. But that's basically just to get in, get connected. I think so. The one I pointed out on week 7. Okay. It's got a bunch of examples in it.
You can just pull it right off that example. Just copy and paste that example.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when you put include link pass, is that like a login process?
That's just copying this.
Yeah.
This is called link pass, so it's just including that right in the code. It's as if you pasted it into the code.
Right, but when you put include link pass in the second program, it's like you're logging in without having to type in all that.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, basically, yes. It's coming up with, as he just said, yes. It's coming up with the username and password and allowing you to get access. Allowing you to get access to the database.
Yeah.
Because that's what you want. Within the program, I need access to the database. Mm-hmm. And so this is letting me get access to the database. And if you put in the wrong username and password and all that good stuff, you won't get in. So copy and paste this and just change the username, password, and optional DB. Okay, don't get creative, just change those three things.
No, it stays local. Oh.
You leave local host, right.
Okay.
Okay, biggest problem people have is trying to replace local host. Leave local host.
That's where I was going.
I mean, I copy and paste. You've got it on that handout. You can copy and paste.
So can you use
hopefully. Yeah. Pardon me? Still can't hear you. This has a muttering. No, don't change local host. Just keep local host written as local host.
The one you
use
when you signed into SQL?
Yes. The second one.
Yep. And you put it right in.
Yeah. You put it right in.
And when it says optional DB, it's like one of the ones we have.
It's the database. I mean, I want you to now connect to a database. So it should be the one where you've got something. Okay? You probably haven't used both of your databases, so
no.
Make sure it's the one where you've got something. I think we give you two as a just in case.
Yeah.
More than anything else.
Do you still put DB at the end of it?
No, you write the name of the database.
Okay.
So do your login for Windows _1 or _2?
Okay. So we're only changing username, password, and optional DB.
That's right. And everything else is staying the same. Okay. And then, once you get that done, move on to the thing that I call start one and put that in so that you can make sure you are linking. Because this is going to force you to select, okay? And so to select from a table, and this is the table name, okay? So up here, this is the database. This is a table within the database, okay? So I've got a database called INV first, and my table is item first, but you've got to know what database and tables you have. Okay, so you've got to know what tables you've got. If you don't know what tables, then do a list of the tables show. You can do that in PHP. In PuTTY would be a good way, but don't you remember any name of a table you have?
Yeah,
just use a table. And yes, you can do it probably easier in PuTTY if you were logged into PuTTY, but you can write a program.
I did.
Okay, so I want you to do the second one, the start one PHP. Do that. And make sure that you are getting the fact that you're linked to a database. Okay. Where do we stand on getting this done? Are we done with it? You're done.
I'm done.
Right. How's the rest of your rogue doing?
Almost there.
Almost there?
My God.
I still haven't
done it. Same.
And I checked my bank.
You don't serve. You don't notify your
cable numbers.
Yeah, you'll serve.
Yeah.
I tried the backup one.
I don't know
either.
Unless it's
a cache. Download torrents and never shut off CD.
Yeah.
And they shut off. Comcast shut off.
I wasn't
proceeding.
You're done. I
don't do that. I do CD. As soon as I finish the download, I stop.
Try sending me something to my website.
So you can download it.
Okay.
That's how fast they were seeing it.
Okay, here we go.
It wanted to get the share.
You have that to put in there. That's the second one, the second one came from the first one, and then the data base came from the second one.
In that.
So now it has the. There are different programs there, and right now you're doing the one called Step One.
Do you have something in that program?
I mean, this is a program, so you're doing that step one, that's.
Don't you flash your phone?
Oh, I think.
These people are stupid.
No, I always.
Oh, yeah. You're right, I thought. Yeah. Apparently I added an extra added attraction in on Site One. Sorry about that. The joys of cut and paste. What I want you to do is this down through HTML. And then I'm going to look and see what that second one actually is.
I did that one instead, actually.
I don't think it matters, probably. I suspect.
It just pulls like a row from the table.
Yeah, actually, I think that may be a duplicate. Or it's close to. Yeah. You can do that one next. That just doesn't have a name. You can do that one next. What I've got here, and it's very similar to what I have next, is I've now said, okay, select and get the item numbers, just the item numbers, from every record. So I've said select item number from. So result is going to be a set of item numbers, okay? And I think this particular table only has three records on it. So it's going to be three item numbers. Okay, so then I go in and I've now done the select, hopefully. And I say, okay, while. So I'm setting up a loop. Okay. And I'm saying, I'm going to say while there is still a row in the result. What that's basically doing is saying, while there is still something in the result.
Until end of file.
Basically, yes. It's its way of saying till end of file. So I'm saying, while row is equal to MySQL fetch row result. So that means while I can still get a row out of the result. And what I'm doing when it gets a row is I'm saying, echo out a paragraph concatenated with row. And the zero means the zeroth or first field. Okay, it's counting as zero, so zeroth is the first field. Well, I only got one field, which is item number. Okay, so you can do this, and whatever is in your table, I would put the field name there. If you don't know what the field name is, leave the asterisk. It will select everything and then it will show you the first field. Okay, so this could be select asterisk from a table, and then the row zero means show me the first field. So you're getting that first field. And then we'll talk about other ways we can get it, yeah.
So, you
got a connection error?
Yeah. So is that
okay,
one so you
show
you
it, right?
The name
this,
of the
what this section and this section?
She didn't.
Okay, go back to the oh, just the
I mean, you can do that. She said do that one, but she didn't say the name.
Is that the stat one page?
Then in the stat one, where it says link. So when you do this one on the second record,
thing is, it comes with no operating.
Is everybody all set?
Oh. I just, no idea.
I forgot to put a name. Actually, I think I might have wanted to have this one. I just forgot to put a name in it. So that one there, again, ought to show you. If you run this, and again, if you don't know the name of a field on your database, just use an asterisk there. But that ought to show you one record from your, one field from your database. And then down further, I did a similar thing where I had it show multiple. Okay, I've got it now showing the zeroth, the first, and the fifth. Well, you can only do the fifth if you have six fields. Okay, so if you don't have six fields, change this to a different number. But, these are dependent on your database. And then I made the comment that on this one, when I concatenated them together, they're all going to blur together. So if you put the quote in there like that, it will work better.
Yeah.
So do one of these last two so that you see some data.
Can you do like a script?
Okay, I want you to see some data. Huh?
Can you do like a script that's side of the groups, right?
Well, I mean the asterisk.
No, I mean like a little script.
I guess I'm not understanding. Could you include something else in them? Sure. You could do an include and have something else that you're including in, just like I included in the passwords.
Mm-hmm. You also like make tables inside of this?
Oh, absolutely.
You can? Really?
Yeah. No, we're going to do that probably the week after vacation. We won't get to it this week. But you can create tables, you can add to the tables, you can do all of that stuff right within PHP.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, basically. I mean, what I'm going to give you as an assignment is basically to do a lot of the same selects that you did on PuTTY, but do them within here. And hopefully we're going to get to that this week. But since I only had one good student.
On the start two, are you supposed to change the select from the star to the select from the star?
Star is fine.
Okay.
This one I just showed that you could have put in the name of the field. That's right. So if you've got select name, that would be fine.
So then you can try running this one.
And then try that one, yeah. Okay, is anybody not comfortable? I want you to have seen some data. So do one of the last two that I have up here, because I want you to have seen some data from your table on your database.
Okay,
you're getting some data?
Yeah,
you've
got
all
that
data coming good.
Yeah.
I'm
pretty straightforward.
No, it is, as long as it links correctly and the world is working.
Yeah.
It is. Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Yeah, fine. You guys, any questions?
I'm trying to pull it up now.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I see what you mean. Fucking literal spacing.
Yeah.
So, that link pass that you created will work with your database, so every single thing you do, no matter what you put in your database, you just have to include linkpass.php. If you move over to your second database, then you're going to have to make a second one. Okay, but as long as you stay with the first database, you're fine.
Good.
Yeah.
What did I do wrong?
Anita's very unhappy, apparently. Okay.
Yeah.
Crazy.
That's the two.
Oh, yeah. See a lot of jobs for those two.
Okay, I have those comments about the
especially
you know, those in the show. And then is name the name of your table? That says A up there. So you're now saying over here, start 1A. And you did a refresh on that? Okay, Nick, come look at this. Well, roll with this best.
Is your name link pass?
Link pass A. There it is. It's so good.
That was it? That was the A?
Who's the A? I thought you passed
A.
Oh, okay. Good catch.
Okay, so now I have to do it on the B.
Mercedes just came out with an autopilot car.
It's too cool.
Yeah, but it's only going to work in the highway.
Has everybody got it now? Speak up if you don't. Okay, Nick and Tom, get to work.
Link pass one.
Yeah, you got it.
how to do it. I'm like, how do I use it? How do I use it?
I can't.
Well, I
want to
do it.
Right there.
Okay, when you get that one.
I have a question.
Yeah.
MySQL is like DB.
Yeah. Link. I couldn't put it as a load. I did not remember my other tables.
Isn't this the database?
That's my database.
But in the camera?
So I can capitalize it.
Probably not. No, but that's not inventory first, so I don't know what. Where did you write inventory first?
Well,
I think you changed it.
I left it here. But what
okay.
I did was I put select from
your Yeah, no, because you had it in the thing, I think the it was in your external one. As I told you, this is kind of a repeat.
Okay.
So since you had it out with the select, I think you can want that.
Okay.
I don't know what it is.
Because it had already established that it was linking there, so it ignored that. If you haven't done so already, download First Connect. It's called First Connect Group, and it's out there, and you can start looking at those while we wait to make sure everybody's on board. But start looking at the one I'm going to look at is 4 in the set of 4. Basically, you've done the 1 and 2 in doing the stats. They were duplicates of that kind of thing. So you want to go to the 4 one.
Huh?
Oh, yeah, right. I did 4AA error.
Okay.
That's the one I've got up on the board, is the 4AA error one. Yeah.
At least we slap this in when SCP.
You can. I mean, you can copy it over to yours and then you can bring it up. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's true with all of my examples, except that you're going to have to put. You know, you're going to have to change things, unfortunately, now, unless you have my database.
Okay.
So, unfortunately, we're getting to a point where you are going to have to make changes that might work for your table.
Do you have donor? Are you sure you have donor?
Which is kind of a pain, but... Or you can create my database, which is INV first. And I can actually put out what my database is. I'll try to remember to do that tonight, to put up what I have in the database.
I'll use a different table. I think it's the table. I'm sure it's like named exactly like donor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sensitive.
Oh, yeah, I'll just log into the party just to make sure.
Okay, Charlotte, we're going to move on if that's okay, and you can catch that after class.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because you seem to be... At this point, you seem to be at a name issue, which is not.
No, just need to
show tables. All right, so what I'm looking at is connect. Again, if you look at the first connect. Now, the problem you have is that I am connecting to a particular database. If you don't have that database, then you have to make some changes to be able to use my examples, which you've never had to before. Or you have to make a database. So I've got a database called Inventory First. And it appears to have at least an item number and an item name. And as I said, I will put up tonight the description of these files so that if you want to make them, you can. but I will put up the description of the files. But I've got a table called INV first. Well, if you want to change that over, and INV first, I'm sorry, is my database, make it your database. And then down here, I'm selecting fields from a table. Well, just make it select from your table. So if that's donor, you can say select ID number, comma, name from donor. And that will work just fine. So unfortunately, you have to make that, if you want to run these, you have to make that. So you're kind of at a point where maybe it's better to look and then play with them at home, but it's up to you. So what I've got is I've got select item number, item name from item first, which again is my table, okay? So again, this is my database, and this is my table. And these are rows on my table, okay? Fields. These are fields on my tables. Okay, so what I'm saying here is, okay, after you do the link, select item number and item name from item first, where item number equals 11111. So I'm looking for a particular record. Okay, now, because all of this select is enclosed in double quotes, I have to enclose the item number in single quotes, because if I enclose it in double quotes, it will take the double quote when I write it as the end of the select, because I have a double quote at the beginning of the select. So if I put a double quote there, it says, oh, the select is done. What's this garbage up here?
Yeah.
It doesn't understand. So I have to move over to single quotes around the field so that it comprehends what's going on. Okay, and apparently I made that a character field, and so I put it in quotes. Okay, so then I said, and I don't think I just, whatever. Okay, so now I'm going to move it over so you can see the beginning. So I said, okay, $row, and I've been using the same names on a lot of these. $link is what I have out in the pass, link pass. Then $result is what I call my results. You can call it anything you want to. I've just kind of picked $result, and I've kind of stuck with that in a lot of my examples, because then I don't have to think. Then I can copy and paste, whatever you want to call it. Okay, and then I call my individual rows $row. So I say $row equals the rows and the result, basically. So then I say, okay, one way to test for errors, and we're going to see what we can do with this, but one way for test for errors is to use this if row 0 equals nothing. In other words, if there's nothing there, then, in other words, if it did not find record 1111, then print what, and then exit. And otherwise, I'm just echoing out a break, echoing out what is in row 0, and echoing out what is in row 1. So I think I have the address here, and I ran it. And what I've got is 1111. The name of it was a mouse. Okay, so I've got 1111 mouse. Now this one I don't have a loop on. I went in to get one record, and I'm displaying the one record that I got. Okay, so now let's change this, and I'm gonna make this 1, 2, 3, and I don't think I've got anything out there named 1, 2, 3, and I'm gonna connect, and I'm getting the what? because it was not able to select a record that met my criteria, being 11123. It wasn't able to select a record that met that criteria, so I got the what? Okay. Now I'm going to go back and I'm going to put the 111 and I'm going to take out the quotes and see what happens. Actually. And it worked. So basically, because I had all numbers in there, and numbers usually aren't enclosed in quotes, even though I apparently had the type set up as Vircare, it allowed me to not have the quotes. Okay, so you can get away with this sometimes when it's a number. Okay, if it's a field with letters in it, then you need to have the quotes, but the number you don't. So this one worked okay with just putting the number in. Okay. Now I'm going to go back and add the quotes so that I don't forget that that's the original way I had it. Okay. So that is one thing. This is the one similar to what you did where I said, show me row 0, show me row 1, show me row 5. So if... this one is connect 4AA, okay. So I'm going to change that to AA, take out the other stuff, just leave okay. And you can see that this one is using a loop, so it's going through all of the records. And it's displaying the first, the zero, the first, and the fifth row, which are actually the first, the second, and the sixth. Now, I didn't put any spaces in between these, so it is jamming everything up together. And I mentioned, I think I've got an example of it, but if I had just changed this concatenate to concatenate with some spaces, then I would be fine. Okay, and let me try that one. Yeah, that's the one. So this is A-OK as opposed to A-A-OK. When I get to A-A-A, then you know that there's 25 different versions of these. So here I just concatenated with a space, and so it spaced things out a little bit better by saying concatenate with a space. It just looks better. And then four. Okay, this one is just putting it in a paragraph. I don't think I've got anything particularly fancy there. In fact, that was probably the original one. This is putting it in a table, which is kind of interesting. And it's called Connect for Table, okay. Okay, so I started out and I am getting a problem with query. Okay, because it could not find something called 12127. So I've got it going in, and this time I said, if the number of rows and results is equal to 0, so that's another way for testing for an error, where I'm saying, okay, if I got no rows back. So if my SQLi number rows, okay guys, down. MySQL number of rows. Okay, now these are, if you go into the PHP manual and look up MySQLi, there's a gazillion things you can have. And this is number of rows. So I'm saying echo out the number of rows. Well, I didn't put a BR in, so there's the zero where I echoed it out. Right after connected successfully, I've got my zero. And so that's the number of rows. And then I said, okay, and I echoed that out just so you could see it. And then I said, okay, if my SQL number of rows result equals zero, it does, put out the error message. And so I put out problem with the query. And apparently it decided not to give me any better error message than that. Sometimes you get one, sometimes you don't.
Now the BR is HTML, right?
Yes. Now I'm going to go back and change this to the one that I think was originally there and do it again. And now I'm seeing the results. Okay. Now I am seeing the result twice because if you look over there, I did it twice. Okay, so you're seeing it out twice. So I said row equals MySQL fetch row result. That's my row that I'm putting out. Okay, so MySQL fetch row result. So result is what I got back from the select. Just look up at the select. Select what I did with the select was stored in result. So I'm now saying I want to see the row that's in result. And so now I've said, okay, skip a line, okay, and let me back up for just a minute. Notice that echo that I put up there is now a one, so it did get a result, and before it was a zero. Okay. So I said BR, and then I said table, and then I said, okay, now show me, do a TR. Now do a TD for row 0, a TD for row 1, a TD for row 2, a TD for row 3. Close the TR, close the table. And so I've put it inside a table structure, which lines it up nicely. That's the nice thing about that, is if I was doing a lot of records and they had different size names and everything, putting it inside a table lines it up nicely. Now, the alternate way that I could have put it into a table is I could have done the table. Notice I'm out of PHP now. The question mark and all, I'm out of PHP. I'm back in HTML. So I said, do a table, do a TR, do a TD. Within each TD, I go back into PHP and do an echo. And then I close PHP. And then I put out the TD in HTML, go back in PHP, echo out the next thing, and so forth.
Could you just close PHP farther down, like right above body?
Yeah. Sure, but then I wouldn't have got to show you two ways of doing it.
Oh, okay, but you can do that.
Well, I mean, if I'm open here, so I wouldn't want to open it at the beginning in here.
Yeah, I mean, like, just get rid of all those.
Yeah, but then I wouldn't be able to make my point. Get real.
I'm just trying to understand. Yeah.
Yes, I'm showing you two ways of doing it, and I don't want my second way to go away, so it's not going to go away. So you can take either way, and notice that, yeah, right. Okay, let's see if I can get that again. Notice that I'm getting the same record because I only selected one record. So I've got the same record in there, and that's, you know, I'm just showing you the record twice. And mainly to show you that I can do that with the table. Okay, what am I doing? I'm closing that. For where? Okay, so this is basically another way of showing, and this is for where. I really need to come up with a better numbering system, and I say that all the time, but I anyway don't. Okay. So, on this one, I actually did a BR before I echoed out the number of rows. And I said, if number of rows equals zero. Okay? So that's another way that I can test it. If number of rows equals zero, I print out no rows selected. But otherwise, I go in and print them out. And this one I clearly wrote back in XHTML time, because you see the BR space slash. Okay? And so if I wrote something in XHTML times, you're going to see the BR space slash. Obviously, that's not needed. I can take them out and make them just BR. Okay, but I frequently do not catch those when I am doing this. So why don't I catch it now? Okay, so those are going to go. And that's going to go, and I'm going to save it, and obviously it is going to be exactly the same thing, okay? Because I just took the slash out of the BR. Questions? I'm not letting you two sit next to each other ever again.
No, we're discussing if row, if we have to declare it or not. This is just already in the, it already knows what row you're referring to when you do dollar sign row.
Yeah, no, I declared it someplace.
You did.
I think.
I couldn't find it.
Oh, the dollar sign row down there. No, I thought you meant up at the, no, it knows that.
Yeah,
the dollar sign row is whatever the current row is.
Mm-hmm.
The dollar sign row refers to whatever the current row is. And if it goes through a loop, it will keep progressing through. If it is doing just one, as I did here, then it just shows, obviously, that one. Okay? Now, the interesting part of this, and we're going to get into a not pretty world right now, I think. Oh, no. I'm not sure where I start that. Okay, this one is actually fine. Okay, notice the last one said fetch row, right?
Are you on five now?
Yeah, sorry, I'm progressing down.
That's okay.
Five, donor two.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Five, donor two. Okay. Yeah, right. I wish I could say I had any idea what I was doing when I did those, but I don't.
It made sense
at the time. At the time, it made a lot of sense. I was numbering them happily, and then I delete some, and then whatever. Okay, so here again, I did things twice. I'm inside a loop where I'm saying while row is equal to the results that came back. But notice this time my SQLi fetch array. With my SQLi fetch array, I have two choices. I can point to the row using the field name. I can say in the row, I want you to take out the field name. So I've got ID number. Or I can say zero. So if I write MySQL fetch array, as opposed to the others have said MySQL fetch row, when I change that to say fetch array, then I buy myself a second way of accessing. I can access by name, or I can access by index. Because the zero is really the index of, this is the zeroth record, zeroth field rather, this is the first field. So I can access by name, or I can access by the number or the index.
Okay.
Okay, so I went through and did each one twice, which is why you see the two names there, is I went through and did them twice. Okay, so MySQL fetch array buys me that. MySQL fetch row got me just the row.
Is there a way to do comments in these?
Yeah, slash slash.
Oh, okay.
And I actually know that because I was looking at something. Yes. Comments are one of those things that drive me crazy. Why couldn't there be a universal way of doing comments in all languages?
I agree.
Why do you have to have, you know, these different convoluted ways of doing comments that I never remember?
C++ is slash slash, I think.
Huh?
Yeah.
C++ is slash slash.
Oh, slash slash is a popular one. The kind of single quote is a popular one.
Yeah. It's one of DB.
Yeah. Single quote. Okay, so now what have I got? Connect 5, HTML, okay. And that's just simply showing the same thing, that I can do it with a name when I've got HTML. And I actually... Okay, row associate. That's the one I want. That's the one that's nasty. Yes, right. Okay, so on the first one I said fetch row. Okay, and what we're looking at here is the MySQLi fetch, and what's the word after it? If the word after it is row, then I use row numbers. If the word after it is associ, meaning an associative array, if the word after it is associ, then I use names. Okay, then I can use names. If the word is, instead of associ is array, then I can use both. If the word after it is array, I can use both, which we saw. You can also clarify down here and say, after the word array, show me result, but use MySQLi associative, which is another way of saying only use name. And basically, I'd pick one of these. Or you can say use MySQLi num with an array, and then you can only use numbers. Okay, so you've got MySQLi row is only numbers. MySQL associ is only names. MySQL array is both. But you can get into MySQL array and say, yes, it's an array, but really I want to use only associative, which means only name. Or really I want to use only numbers, which means only the number pointers. So... clearly, there was a big meeting at the table one day, and nobody knew how to say no.
This is why programming is so hard.
That's right. Nobody knew how to say no, so everybody's idea was accepted. And we have this umpteen combinations of things to let us have variation in how we express this.
Now, can we only just use array, and it would be happy?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, you can pick what you want, but... You know, number one, you should be aware of the others because part of programming is picking other people's work up and modifying it, as Nick probably knows. And so you should know that these things exist. And then you can pick what you want to use, okay? But unless my question says do it five different ways, and then you got to do it five different ways. But other than that, you can pick what you want to pick. Okay? So, row means the numbers, associ means the names, array means both.
Makes sense.
Okay? You got a strange look when you said it makes sense. Robin didn't buy that at all. Huh?
I said that's employee empowerment, that everybody's idea got accepted.
That's right. No, I mean, I really am convinced sometimes when I look at these, because you read the explanation, and there's actually a few more ways of doing it that I didn't even get into yet.
Really?
So, I mean, you really do get the impression that nobody knew how to say no. But anyway, all right, we're done. What doesn't feel like it?
That we're done. It doesn't feel like we're done.
We've been here an hour and 15 minutes.
Look at this object. There's all.
You've just been having so much fun, you didn't realize it.
Is there five total waves?
I think there's more than that. There's five in that particular example.
No, there's only three.
Well, within array, I can add these two things.
So, yeah.
So that got me into five different examples that I got those.
See, I found one that's object, found one that's all.
Yes, object is, yes. We're looking at procedural right now.
Oh, okay.
It's really funny. Procedural's actually used.